Alderman J.P. Smith is joining us to help us understand a little bit better about the start of the fires and, of course, the arsonists that happened to be apprehended last night. Welcome back to the show, J.P. It's been a difficult overnight for you, I can imagine.
I feel for the fire staff who have been on duty since yesterday. When I left there last night, they were there and they're still there this morning. So, you know, the people don't appreciate the when fire departments can have off times when they're not pressed hard to work, but then fires like this come and it's nonstop for 24 hours or sometimes a few days on end.
Certainly, I can only imagine. And given how much they're giving of themselves, it's quite frustrating to think that it might have been as a result of
malicious,
intentional action.
Absolutely. I mean, 250 firefighters out there, two of our staff injured, one seriously, and a member of the public, one of the working on fire staff, also injured. So it's three people injured and irreparable damage to those heritage assets, the mall, the restaurant, which those things create jobs, you know, they're valuable assets. So a great pity, and the damage probably irrecoverable.
I can imagine. What do we know about the suspect that was apprehended? Are you able to share?
So we expect with these fires that very often they are, based on our experience, they are the outcome of people making fire in the bush. I mean, every fire is caused by human agency, malicious or accidental, mostly through neglect. And mostly those fires around Friedehoek, Philip Hosanna, the back there, are caused by people who sleep in the bush and then make fire. And so this was what we were thinking last night when the firefighters were still actively trying to contain that big fire break between the Rhodes Memorial side and Friedehoek, or that High Cape development. And at that stage, several people started to call simultaneously. I had two calls in rapid succession indicating that they had seen people moving through the bush starting fires, three individuals. We then dispatched all of traffic law enforcement and Metro Police out there to go and see if we could find these individuals. And when one of the officers arrived at the edge of the urban edge there, he found Mr. Yazid Evans, who had cornered, found a man immediately adjacent or present at one of these fires. And the officer then interrogated him. The guy said he was trying to stop the fire, but he then also immediately said that he started the main fire. And the officer asked him that again repeatedly, and he confirmed. So now the matter is in the hands of SAPS. The person is arrested, is in the custody of SAPS. I think he's 33 years old, and we will have to see what comes of that now.
JP, when you say he says he started the original fire, do you mean as in the one from 9 in the morning?
Well, you know, one must be careful how you paraphrase these conversations on air and how you respond to them. It's not clear at the moment. It won't be clear until all the documentation, all the investigation, all the witness statements are in. But the short of it is that when the officer asked him, he said, but I started the fire. And the officer then asked him if he meant the original fire. So he may have accidentally gotten a fire that have got out of his control from cooking or otherwise. This will now need to be a criminal investigation, and there's going to be substantial consequences for him. So I will probably best to limit the speculation on his motive or otherwise.
Certainly. Is this a person who was sleeping rough, or were these people from the neighborhood that happened to run into the bushes? Or
It's not clear. He said he was sleeping. When he was asked his address, he said he was sleeping in the bushes.
Okay.
It may have been. It's hard to tell from the clothing he was wearing,
right.
But that is what he indicated to the officer who arrested him.
All right. So we'll hear from SAPS going forward what this implies. Thank you so much, JP, for giving us that insight those what seems to be arsonists. The three that out of at least out of the three, one of whom was apprehended and is in the custody of SAPS.